With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We've made a lot of progress in the last few days. That's Border Czar Tom Homan's assessment of talks he's held with state and city officials in Minnesota, including Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
If we get these agreements in place, that means less agents on the street. More agents in the jail means less agents in the street. This is common sense cooperation that allows to draw down on the number of people we have here. Yes, I said it. Draw down the number of people here.
President Trump sent home into Minneapolis amid the turmoil over immigration enforcement by federal agents in the city. The FBI is investigating allegations of discrepancies in the 2020 election. The Bureau has served a search warrant at Fulton County, Georgia's election headquarters, seeking ballots from the election. Disagreements over immigration enforcement could lead to a partial government shutdown at week's end.
The Senate has until Friday midnight to pass six spending bills, but Democrats are threatening to block funding for the Department of Homeland Security because of the fatal shootings by ICE agents in Minneapolis. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer said Democrats are demanding reforms and that the legislation won't pass until ICE is reined in and overhauled. Republicans will need Democratic votes to keep the government open. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A man has been arrested for allegedly repeatedly ramming his car into the Chabad-Lubavitch World Headquarters in New York City. The Hasidic Jewish Center was damaged, but there were no injuries. Stocks deep in the red on Wall Street now. The Dow is down close to 300 points, while the NASDAQ is off almost 500, and the S&P is down 81 points. This is SRN News. It's a victory for religious freedom in New York.
The state has agreed to end its legal fight aimed at making a group of Catholic nuns and other faith-based organizations offer abortion coverage in their health insurance programs. Lori Windham of the Beckett Fund, which represented the plaintiffs, says, quote, "The Supreme Court has made it abundantly clear that a religious group should not be bullied for staying true to their faith. We're glad that New York finally agreed." Michael Harrington reporting.
Persecution of Christians in Mexico is on the rise, and the nation's powerful drug cartels are the problem. International Christian Concern is out with a report saying that believers fear violence and intimidation from local cartels who extort churches and commit attacks of violence against Christ followers for speaking against their activities. The Observatory for Religious Freedom in Latin America says churches are targeted by the cartels as a source of revenue. This is SRN News. UPS has retired its fleet of MD-11 cargo planes.
The move comes just months after one crash during takeoff causing 15 deaths in Louisville, Kentucky. The plane's left engine had fallen off the wing, and the plane was able to climb only 30 feet before crashing. The Federal Aviation Administration grounded all MD-11s after the crash. An agency statement this week said, "The FAA continues to review all the facts and circumstances in deciding whether MD-11s would be allowed to fly again."
Correspondent Bill Alexander. Although Wall Street's having a tough go of it this morning, few ripples washed through the market after the Fed decided to keep its main interest rate steady, just like investors were expecting. The U.S. stock and bond markets each remained relatively stable yesterday, while the U.S. dollar stabilized following its sharp recent slide against its peers. Precious metals continue to skyrocket. More details, srnnews.com.